I would like to ask you one question.
Yes.
How was the cooperation with the Icelandic delegation?
I'm really hard of hearing.
Yes,
now.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
How was the cooperation with the Icelandic delegation? Maybe.
Well, there wasn't any question. Cooperation, because everything went smoothly. Most of the time we were traveling in the train, on the train, and one of the delegates, what was his name? I can't remember now, but he was a real fisherman. He told me that. I can't remember his name. He was the earliest riser every day, every morning. We met, he and I met in the corridor, he was just saying, oh, how nice, it's wonderful. It's just so different from the country, of my country. After the delegation left, I came back to the school and went over with my teaching of English. So all my time was taken up in teaching the Chinese students, the freshman students, English. And I didn't have a chance to continue to have any contact with the Icelandic friends. I didn't have any chance to travel to Europe or to Northern Europe. Only one of my friends, Lin Hua, you know him?
Oh yes, he is. He was one
of my best friends. We worked in the English department. And once he told me that Nana Olafsdottir was asking him to find me. Well, it's a pity. I didn't take the chance to write to him. So nothing came out of that. Only I heard from Lin Hua that Nana did ask him to see if he could find me.
Finally, I want to bring you the best greetings from the son of Johannes of Kötlum, because I told him that you would be present. And he told me that his father often mentioned you. And you are well remembered in Iceland, and I hope to have a picture of you after this ceremony and publish on our home page.